And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio we have...
Gavin Enslin.
Pastor Gavin Enslin and...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
Black Knight is back from the abyss.
Yes. He has decided to join us in this special episode.
His absence last week was abysmal.
Yeah, so obviously we've been doing our series on dictators and modern day politics and the tactics that they've been using, but we have decided to put a pause on that for now and do a special episode in light of Charlie Kirk's assassination. And no, we are not going to be taking it from the point of view that everyone has been taking it from. We are going to be looking at a different perception, a different point, a different place of this whole situation. Pascal, do you want to give a more brief explanation?
Obviously, a lot of the talk is around that it was a political assassination. And, you know, it was done by the left. And I don't buy this left-right paradigm. In fact, before the show, myself and Black Knight were talking about the whole thing of Israel, and he wants to still prove to me that the Jews in Israel are not the Jews, and that the Jews aren't the Jews, but they're the Jews, but they aren't the Jews. You know, all of that. But
it's complicated.
And you know, that's just an argument that Charlie Kirk would have refuted too. At the end of the day, taking a thing like Israel, you know, your position on Israel has to be informed by the word of God, especially if you're a Christian. Charlie Kirk was a believer. And I believe with all my heart he was killed for his faith. He was a threat because he was preaching Jesus. And also, you know, I don't know if you're aware, you know, they've got all these things he was going to expose Mossad. That's all a load of nonsense. I mean, we know Mossad does bad stuff. The same as the CIA does bad stuff. We've got the NIA, the National Intelligence Agency. They do bad stuff. We've now this week had the start of a commission of inquiry into our SAPS, our South African Police Services, because they do bad stuff. I mean, which government doesn't do bad stuff? In Mozambique, in the north of Mozambique, we've got Muslims that are killing Christians in villages, wiping out entire villages, and you know, all of this stuff. Now, why? Because they're Christian. And Charlie Kirk was about to start a series with, I don't know if you know, the apostate prophet. Okay, I don't know his name. It's a Turkish name. I've heard it many times, but I can never remember his name. I just name his AP. And he actually had him at a recent Turning Point conference to speak about his transition, first from Islam to atheism. And now earlier this year, he became a Christian. He started going to an Orthodox church in Germany with his wife, you know, and all sorts of stuff like that. And they were actually about to start a series about Islam and the dangers of Islam. And Charlie Kirk was saying a lot recently that Islam and the West are not compatible. And so he created a lot of enemies. Obviously, he said that transgenderism is insanity. And, you know, so... And Black Knight wants to talk about conspiracy theories, which we're not really going to discuss here today. You know, because was the shooter the shooter? Or is there another shooter? No, the CIA, Mossad shot him because Netanyahu knew that he was about to expose Mossad and all of this truck. And, you know, I know because I followed Charlie Kirk closely because he was a believer that stood up for his faith. And I know for a fact his plans were around the dangers of Islam to Western society. And the big challenge that we have is everyone saying Israel, I'm talking about so-called Christians now. You know, when Muslims are saying, I understand. Even when socialists and communists are saying it, I understand. But when Christians start saying it, I'm start thinking, but you're siding with the people that are against the faith. It doesn't make sense to me. And, you know, so in terms of the things that Charlie Kirk used to say, my viewpoint is that He was killed for his faith. And he's a Christian martyr. And I believe as Christians, we need to own that. Don't come and tell me it's right versus left and all of that nonsense. Because the right is just as evil as the left.
Yes, that is what we are going to be speaking about. It's quite a deep topic. And right here on the Political Show, where Christ Politics is...
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics.
We help distributors grow their sales by over 15% in the first 90 days with our automated mobile software solution. RapidTrade is used by over 16,000 users worldwide, and we process over 120,000 transactions per day on both iOS and Android. From app ordering and management to e-commerce and even van sales. Or electronic proof of delivery, we've got your business covered. Call us for a demo on 011-493-9755 or email us at sales@rapidtrade.com. Go on. Make your customer a happy one today by getting onto RapidTrade.
So, last week, was it Wednesday? Because I heard about it Thursday morning. So, it was last week Wednesday.
No, it was Wednesday night, South African time.
Yeah.
So, it was about 9 or 10.
I was on my way to go do school ministry and I happened to open social media and... No. I looked someone's status, someone who is not into, that I didn't know is like into these like politics and the, what's this, American, all of these things, put on their status, RIP Charlie Kirk. So I'm like, you're just like, can't be the same Charlie Kirk because this person has never posed. And then I happened to go on to social media and then it was just everywhere and I was distraught. I was honestly distraught. And stuff like that. But when we look at Charlie Kirk, he was a man unafraid to speak truth into the culture drowning in lies. He went to the university campuses and he opened up for the students to come and prove him wrong. And now the question that we're asking today, was it a political kill? Was it something, was he assassinated because of politics or is it something more? Is it something different? Compared to that. So we listened to a podcast or a YouTube episode where they're basically speaking about, it's not about politics that he was killed. He wasn't killed for politics. He was killed for what he stood for and his faith and stuff like that. So I'm just going to go through some of the points that he mentioned and we are going
the
to
The podcast
discuss.
Is a guy named Raymond Ibrahim.
Yes.
He was born born to parents that were Coptic Christians from Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
So he grew up in a home. When he was growing up, the home language was Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd already emigrated to the U.S. by the time he was born. And then what happened was, through various things, he actually at one stage was working in the buildings at Congress. And he was looking after some of their libraries, and he found one particular library with a whole lot of Arabic books. So, he understands Arabic, so he started reading, and it included obviously the Quran and all the hadiths, and you know all of their history and all of that stuff. And so he's written multiple books about Islam, even the Crusades, because the Crusades are painted as the Christians went and attacked the Muslims. And now the Crusades were a war to repel the Muslims from Europe, because at one stage Spain was under Islamic control for hundreds of years.
Mm.
And so he's done a video about Charlie Kirk, and he's talking about the whole left-right paradigm, you know, that everything's about the leftists and the right-wing and far-right and all of these terms that people are using. And but I don't know if you know, left-right used to be purely economic.
Hmm.
It's one of the things he mentions. Even when I was growing up, it was all around economic policies. Now it includes, you know, if you're left, you're transgender and, you know, all sorts of stuff.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now just to jump into it, you mentioned the left-right paradigm. So he critiques the left-right paradigm and he says that left versus right neutralizes moral judgment and legitimizes ideas and in his views, are not debatable truths, but falsehoods or evil. So he's basically speaking here about the fact that this whole thing of left, right, you're extreme right because you believe in certain morals, or you are left because you believe in certain morals, it's all false labeling, and it's not what it is. So what are your thoughts on that?
What he's saying is, for example, if you talk about transgenderism, so a man says, I'm a woman trapped in a man's body, and then he goes for an operation to mutilate his genitals. Right, that doesn't make him a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he says transgenderism, for example, is objectively false.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the arguments that he makes is that when in the early 2000s they started accepting gay marriage, and the argument was, no, they can have their civil union as long as it's not done in a church. He says God doesn't just care about the church, he cares about the state.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, the moment that happened, you know, where do you think you're going to end up?
Mm.
And this was something that I actually preached in our church at the time, you know, even prior to this. Because once you accept, for example, something like homosexuality, you accept homosexuality because you've chucked God out the picture. You see, sometime before you chuck God out the picture, now your standards go, and Romans 1 speaks about you get given over to a depraved mind. And so he said, so one, the moment gay marriage was accepted, then automatically going to have this transgender stuff. And now when you say the leftists are supporting the transgender stuff, at the end of the day, you're now giving them a place and you're saying they have a valid point of view.
Mm.
Whereas if you even look in the realm of science, and we were all taught to follow science during COVID, when you look in the realm of science, it's objectively false to make these sorts of statements.
Mm.
And I'm fully in support of that.
Yeah. Black Knight?
So definitely I agree with the whole point of words. You know, words are very important. In fact, we look at Genesis, that's how, according to the Bible, that's how the world was created, is through words. You know, we also find that a lot of things that, you know, I've also find myself when I say things and then negative or positive, and then, you know, I find that thing kind of happening sometimes. It freaks me out. So in that light, I do agree with the whole factor that we should be careful of the word, of the words that we use or accept as a normalcy, or words that we put in our vocab. So in that light, definitely I do agree with that.
Yeah. Continuing with that, then he mentions truth versus falsehood as the central axis, not politics. Many cultural disputes, especially about gender and sex, are not political disagreements but battle between reality, truth, and delusion and falsehood. Thus, they should be removed from the political debate. So he was basically speaking here about the fact that looking, for instance, at someone like Charlie Kirk and things like that, a lot of the things that he was speaking wasn't about politics. It wasn't about, because you call yourself a transgender, now it's a political issue. It's, you're calling yourself a transgender. Why is it the truth? Because it's not the truth. Like Pastor Gavin said, it's based on science, even with what's this, obviously based on the word of God, that's not the truth. But based on the science that you seem to believe, it's also not the truth. I mean, I've watched debates as well where between Charlie Kirk and transgender, no, it was Charlie Kirk and a queer. And Charlie Kirk asked the queer person to explain to them what is queer. I can't even pronounce that word, but what is a queer? Because when he was growing up, if you had called someone queer, it was politically incorrect because it was
derogatory
to the person. But now we're in a place where calling yourself a queer, but what does it mean to be a queer? And the person couldn't explain that. He even said in this debate where he was like, if I had to explain to you that a woman, based on science, these are the chromosomes that make up a woman. So if a human had these particular chromosomes, then they are a woman, or then they are a man. That's how I can define it. But then if you had to define a queer, what would, and that person couldn't respond. So what are your thoughts on that whole thing of the truth versus falsehood? As it's not politics, it's black or white, true or false.
Charlie Kirk, at the essence, was not a political person. He was a Christian engaging the political realm from a place where the word of God is central. I hold very much the same position. and part of the problem with the church today, and this is why there's not many voices like Charlie Cook's, is that what happens is, you know, when we engage the non-Christian world, we leave the Bible outside. And the thing is now, the Bible frames everything. And one of his core points or core beliefs was the fact that at the end of the day, America was founded as a Christian nation. The same as in South Africa, the ANC was founded as a Christian organization. And it's been hijacked. And the thing is now, you know, with the Supreme Court in the United States in 2005 or 2006, whenever it was, invented a right for gay people to get married, which is, you can read the US Constitution till the cows come home. Mm. Okay, there's no such thing. But the bottom line at the end of the day is that, you know, it was founded on Christian premises. And so every policy position that he engaged on, you know, was informed by the Bible. So, for example, a lot of people debated him on abortion.
Mm.
And he was extremely pro-life because of his Christian faith. Now, you can call that political, but the reality is you don't, you massively, as a Christian, are contradicting the Bible if you're going to justify abortion.
Mm.
And the problem is there are pastors who are doing that.
Mm.
They have massively compromised. And the world is in such a mess because the church was in such a powerful position in the Western world. The church has massively compromised.
Mm.
And in fact, in a meeting recently with someone from, well, our ex now, I suppose now, our major GNU partner, the party, the ANC.
Mm-hmm.
And this person was telling me that he blames the church for the problems of South Africa, in that when the Termination of Pregnancy Act, which was the act to legalize abortion, came before Parliament, the church was silent.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Civil Unions Act came to legalize gay marriage in like 2005 or 6, whenever it was, 2006, the church remained silent.
Mm-hmm.
I remember our church became part of what was called the Four Marriage March. We had over 100 people there. In total, there was 1,000 people marching from the Constitutional Court. There. Were you?
I was.
Okay. But there was 1,000 people.
Mm.
And if you think about the size of the church in South Africa, that is such a pathetic showing.
Mm.
And just to mention that, Pastor Cesar Castellanos, there was a similar case before the Colombian Supreme Court. And so he rallied up a crowd. And over 100,000 people pitched up on the day in front of the Supreme Court.
Mm.
And you know what ended up happening at that time? The Colombian Supreme Court ruled against it.
Yeah.
Because they say it's all about the law, no, it's about the numbers. Only a pathetic few thousand people, you know, we can pass it, it's not going to be any impact. But if 100,000 or 300,000 pitch up, then it's going to be a different story.
Yeah. Yeah. Black Knight, what are your thoughts?
Definitely. I was actually contemplating on what to say. The truth is subjective. Just joking.
That's why he believes in concentration camps. just say.
Nah, just joking. I do believe that in this world that we're living in, because God created the world. So as people, if we are trying to know the truth, I think it's going to be impossible as long as we are alive, because God is the final truth, so you'll be claiming to know God himself. But we do find truths about the world itself, and obviously we find falsehoods about the world itself. And I believe that's where I take my stance of belief with what he was saying. And yeah, definitely, if he's saying that, yeah, I agree with that too.
Okay, I cannot dispute with Black Knight.
Yes.
Because, I'm sorry, the political show where cross politics is hot politics. Okay.
To say
you can't know the truth, okay, is fundamentally at odds with the Bible. Because the Bible is the Word of God and it contains all truth.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, if you know the Word of God, you can know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, if you know the truth will set you free. Jesus himself said that. He said, if you know the truth will set you free. And if the truth sets you free, then you are free indeed.
Amen.
And then I just want to read Exhibit A.
Mm-hmm.
John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. When you have the light, you can know the truth.
Mm.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent by God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He only came to witness to the light, which is our job. The true light. Truth. True light. You get it? Okay? The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So, you know, if you know Jesus and you know his Word, you can know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Bible position. If you reject the Bible, yes, then you don't know anything.
Yeah.
Never mind you don't know truth. You don't even know aspects of the truth.
Yeah.
You see a short clip of Charlie Kirk and you say he was a racist. Okay, you never heard Charlie Kirk if you said that.
Yeah.
You never listened to him.
Yeah. The next thing that he speaks about, I'm going
to
just put
and you can't,
two together.
Just to those out there, you can't listen to a 2-second video clip of Charlie Kirk to know what he stood for.
Mm.
You need to go listen to hours and hours of debates, and I have.
I mean, that's what I was telling a lot of people, because when I posted, obviously, I was, like I mentioned, I was distraught. It was...
Well, because we knew.
Yes, I felt like it was someone that I knew personally that had been killed. And so I obviously posted on my social media condolences and all of these things, and then I got a whole bunch of DMs on Instagram, on Facebook. I happened to see this morning Facebook's ones, because I don't really go on my Facebook and things like that. But
Messenger. Got all of Messengers.
Messengers. But
I disabled that Messenger app.
What's this? A lot of the people that would send messages telling me how do I support this man? How do I, and all of these things. You know, if you had to ask them, okay, but what did you listen to? Did you follow the person? Did you hear? Because you call yourself a Christian, and how can you say the things that you're saying if you what's this? If you say that you heard what he was standing for, and stuff like that. So I was just like, personally, I'm not a debater, so I don't give people the time and day. So I unfollowed some of them. Most of them unfollowed. Then the ones that are kind of like family members, you know, can't unfollow. I just gave a thumbs up to them. To be like, okay, cool, that's your thought.
No, give a thumbs down. Go change it to a thumbs down.
I'll change it to a thumbs down. The next he speaks about, which Black Knight kind of touched on, was the danger of
that
language.
You call the truth.
No, no, no. The dangers of language
that,
and
that
euphism.
First point was very good.
Yes.
And then he makes the second point.
Yeah, so the whole thing about linguistic warfare, and I'm going to put that in terms of something else that he spoke about, was the boiling frog model. The whole thing with the boiling frog. So he spoke about the fact that...
This is Raymond Ibrahim talking about the death.
Yes, so he spoke about the fact...
And so the whole thing's been pitted as a battle verse between left and right.
Yes.
So Charlie Kirk was far right.
That's what they say.
So if you left, you must be against him.
That's what they say.
So your friends that are against him, that's why they're against him, because he's left, because he's right. And they left.
I mean, he's right.
Ah, I see what you did.
He's correct. Okay. Anyways, so when you're looking at the dangers of language and linguistic warfare, and we've seen this in history with propaganda and things like that, changing specific words, and over time specific words have been changed. And he used the example of those that are considered right, use the word abortion, whereas those that are considered left use the word choice. Gender affirming care, or all of these things. But we call it for what it is. It's child abuse. And that's what it is. You can't say it's gender-affirming care if a child that is eight years old has the right to choose whether or not they want to be a boy or a girl. And for those that know truth, we'll call it out for what it is. But what has started happening is that in society, we've started using specific words or words have been changed. We saw it with lockdown, where the meaning of what vaccine was changed.
Yeah.
And all of these things.
Well, they changed the dictionary.
Yeah, they changed the dictionary.
It's not only with that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the word gay.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, when I was in the 1970s, gay meant happy.
Happy, yes.
It's only in the 1980s they started using the term for homosexuals.
Yeah. So what they're doing is they're using these as weapons that normalize harmful ideas and hide their real nature. So language change is portrayed as an intentional strategy to make falsehood seem respectable. And he used the example with the whole boiling frog. If you want to, the best way to boil a frog or to cook a frog or whatever is, what's this, to put it in a pot of water, cold water, and then gradually increase the heat until it's at boiling point. Because if you put it in boiling water, it's going to jump out immediately. But then with the whole boiling frog model is, little by little, you put up the heat. The frog gets comfortable. The frog gets used to the, what's this, to the temperature. Mm. And then when it's too late, it's too late. And that's what we are seeing now. Yeah.
Black Knight.
Black Knight.
I think with that,
he actually got this point before we got to the point.
Yes.
He was a prophet.
AP. I think we if we have to even go back to the shows that we did about the whole dictatorship and how it comes about with Hitler, he also used the same strategy on how you just repeat lies continually, and then eventually people will start believing the lies. In fact, it goes as deep, that whole theory goes as deep as you might even start believing the lie yourself. So yeah, definitely, if you change the language and then you keep on saying the word left, extreme right, it is extreme right,
ultra,
yeah, the ultra right. Sorry, yes, you keep on saying the ultra right, the far right, you know, with the whole Tommy Robinson, what we witnessed when they were busy saying no, they're too far right, with the killing of the children, with a Katy Perry dancing thing, and it was the whole thing of no, they're too far right, you know, or extreme right, you know. So as long as they're gonna keep on repeating that, and obviously trying to compare that to Hitler, and then they keep on using like the same tactics, but yeah, definitely you just have to repeat it. It's just like the frog gradually gets used to the warmth, and then obviously comes the heat, and then it's fried. So yeah, definitely.
And just works. Yeah, and just leading on from what he just said, he was mentioning that the term far right.
Mm.
Now, what Raymond Ibrahim speaks about is that in the 1950s, what people are termed as being far right today are people who want a family,
mm.
who believe in a family with a mother and father,
mm.
Etc., etc., etc. They're actually just normal people. They don't want to kill someone for what they're saying.
Mm.
Okay, that's a normal person doesn't want to kill people for what they're saying.
Mm.
And that's now a far right person. And that's actually the reality.
Yeah.
So in the 1950s, All normal people were far right, and now what's normal is being called far right.
Mm.
And he then speaks about the fact that you've got this left-right paradigm, and then you've got what's called the centrists, and the centrists are the good guys because they're balanced.
Mm.
But the centrists are nihilists.
Mm.
Nihilist means they believe in nothing.
Mm.
And so, and anyway, that's a lot of hogwash too.
They're the worst.
Because okay. There's no way, he even said that there's no way that you can believe in nothing.
No.
There's something that they're, you're going to believe
in. I think not believing is the worst.
No, but they, the, if you have to think about in reality,
they're liars.
Do you, what do, yes, you stand, yes, for? Yes. Do you stand for abortion or do you stand against abortion? No, you can't say I don't stand for any. Stand, yeah. Like, yeah. What? Where do you stand? Are you for what's this, gay marriage, or are you against gay marriage? It's literally, and that's what he was saying. He was saying there's no spectrum. It's black and white.
That's right and wrong.
It's right and wrong. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then the last one is, again, I'm going to just mix two of the points that he mentioned. The parallel between left and Islam, allies in falsehood. And he basically says Islam and the far left are natural allies because both, in his views, rest on falsehoods and cannot tolerate critique. They therefore use similar tactics, silencing violence when they are challenged. And then what's this? He spoke about censorship and silencing, that because they can't argue, they cancel. So groups that are on the wrong side of truth resort to censorship, smear tactics, and institutional pressure instead of addressing factual arguments.
Well, the issue is, you know, there were times Charlie Kirk would say, okay, that's your view.
Mm.
We're not going to go any further because I don't agree with it.
Mm.
And you're not going to budge from where you are. So, you know, there's no point debating further. And the thing is, you know, the reality at the end of the day is that's it. Take like the unborn child. It's a human being. Mm. I don't care what you say.
Mm.
That's a human being.
Mm.
And now you give it a name, fetus, and you dehumanize the thing. You know, people want to talk about the Gaza genocide. What about the genocide of the womb, which is going on every single day in multiple countries around the world? And the unborn is the most endangered species in the world because of how many of them are being killed. So the thing is, you know, looking at this whole thing, it's actually a devious strategy that's ingenious, that's been used by Satan to cloud moral issues.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, because moral issues have been clouded, now you end up with a situation where anything goes. And then as it says in a number of times in the book of Judges, and every man did what was right in his own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the world that we live in. And now it's become a dog-eat-dog world. And if I don't like what you're saying, and if you become popular, no, that's no problem. I'll just take you out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Black Knight?
Definitely. Especially now. Just start with centers with definitely. Especially now with like us South Africans, I think we've experienced a lot of diplomacy from the ANC. I wouldn't say a lot from the DA, but probably 2020, most of the world experienced censorship, and you can't say this, you can't say that, whereby we're living under the disguise of democracy, you know. It's crazy how the falsehood, how you always see falsehood and it's opposite to the truth. And that's what the world is now giving us as our option. And our options are just only falsehoods. It's just falsehoods and fabricated, if I could say, far falsehood. I'll even call it evil. So I just think right now what we are facing is just evil and just a bunch of falsehoods just around us. And that's going to be obviously, the only thing we can do, I think, is just save whoever we can by preaching. But I don't think it's going to change, because the only thing that's happening right now is just, we're just seeing people getting killed. If you speak, you get killed right now. Once again, in South Africa, we're facing a whole thing about political killings, but it's not just political. You just say whatever against the government, you never know, you might get killed, or you stop someone from doing something bad or evil, you get killed. So definitely that's a big tactic that I believe Satan uses people against us, you know. So yeah, definitely I agree with that.
Yeah, and just to close off with that whole statement and stuff like that, one of the things he spoke about was that if you look at Islam for what it really is, they don't stand for the things that left, the so-called left, stand for. The whole thing is, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. So the what's this? Because part of the things is that, no, there's what? Islamophobic. That's what he was. That he was home, and all of these people together are standing against him and stuff. No, if you go and we've done an episode on the reality of Islam and what Islam stands for and things like that, they do not stand for what the so-called left stand for. And that is something that people need to look at as well. Any final remarks?
Yeah, like I said earlier, from John chapter 1, and we read up until verse 14. That in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Now, there's a philosophy in the world that says that there's no such thing as objective truth. That's a lie. And that's something that's been put there to discredit the Bible. And to say, no, Christianity can't be the only faith because there's other faiths.
Mm.
And, no, yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is the only faith. It's the only one that accurately describes people, that people are born in sin, that people need salvation. Mm. You know, there's no other philosophy in the world that says that. And the reality is, you know that you sinned.
Yeah.
You know that you've lived in the pit of depravity.
Yeah.
And there's only one way to save you out of it, and that is through Jesus.
Mm.
By his own blood, where he took your punishment that you deserved on the cross. And now he can save you. And just remember what John chapter 1 verse 12 said. For to everyone who received him, to those who believed, he granted them the right to be called the children of God.
Amen.
And that's what I leave you with.
Amen. This has been an amazing show. Right here on Active Family Radio has never been better. Let us know your thoughts on the comments below. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio we've had
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight. Right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.